German voters have made their wishes known. German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's ruling government, a coalition of social democrats and pro-environment Greens, narrowly won a second term in office after an extremely close race. NPR's Guy Raz joins me from Berlin. Guy, this race seesawed all day long. What's the fallout from such a narrow margin of victory?
Well, Howard, you're right. It was a very, very dramatic night in Germany. At times, the Christian Union parties were ahead, and at times, the Social Democratic Party was ahead. It looks as though the Social Democrats owe their victory to the Greens tonight, who made a very strong showing in the election. Ultimately, the coalition of the Greens and the Social Democrats will probably have a margin of fewer than 10 seats in the lower house of parliament, which will make it very difficult for them to govern over the next 4 years with such a narrow majority.
Just a few weeks ago, it looked like the government that did apparently win again would be booted out of office.
That's right, Howard. As late as 4 weeks ago, the main opposition Christian Union parties were as many as 8 points ahead in public opinion polls. But there were two things that were very, very important. The first, of course, is that Chancellor Schröder is a very, very charismatic figure in Germany. He's very popular, very well-liked. He knows how to connect with the voters. He has a working-class background, and he's very, very good on the campaign trail. His opponent, Edmund Stoiber, is a bit austere. He's a stern Bavarian, the governor of a southern state, who's regarded as something of a technocrat. He wasn't very good on the campaign trail. Most importantly was there were floods in Germany in August, and Chancellor Schröder is regarded as having handled those very, very well. What happened in the last few weeks of the election was Iraq. Iraq became a very hot topic in Germany. Chancellor Schröder seized the Iraq question right away, ruled out German participation in any U.S. military campaign against Iraq, and that boosted his poll numbers dramatically.
You know, we say here that all politics is local, and was there some criticism in Germany for that focus away from domestic issues?
There was. The media called Chancellor Schröder's campaign anti-American at times. He was accused of exploiting the issue. At one point, he called a possible Iraq campaign an adventure. And then last week, his justice minister, she referred to the tactics of President Bush as similar to those used by Adolf Hitler. That received a very sharp rebuke from the White House. Now, Schröder's government is indicating that she will probably lose her job in the next government. So we'll wait to see when that decision is made.
And what issues will the re-elected government now face?
Well, Germany has a very inflexible labor market, the most inflexible in Europe. And the next government is going to have to deal with trying to tackle that question. The labor unions are very strong in Germany. You have very high subsidies for welfare, social security, health benefits, and the current budget simply can't sustain those numbers. So the next government's going to have to make some tough choices, take some austerity measures in order to pull Germany out from a two-year recession that it's been going through.
NPR's Guy Raz in Berlin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Howard.